coming apart at the seams.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For a while yesterday, it looked like this congressional bailout plan was a done deal. Not anymore. That White House summit yesterday turned into a shouting match because House Republicans do not like the plan to buy up toxic assets. Apparently, Treasury Secretary Paulson begged Democrats not to tell anyone how badly this meeting went. At the same time, we have the biggest U.S.-American bank failure ever. Washington Mutual was seized by the government, and then WaMu's assets were bought by J.P. Morgan Chase for $2 billion. We're joined now by our correspondent Jeremy Hobson as Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis. Jeremy, what in the world happened?
Well, if you want a one-word answer, it's politics. We are a month away from an election. Both of the presidential candidates are in town. These members of Congress, all of whom are up for re-election in a month, at least in the House, are hearing from their constituents. If you listen to what they say about the phone calls they're getting, it's 100-1 against this proposal. So I think that they're just getting very scared about this. This is a huge deal, and they aren't ready to pull the trigger on it.
And what are the Republicans proposing as an alternative to the big bailout package we've heard so much about?
Well, one thing they're proposing is to provide insurance to companies that agree to hold the frozen assets, as opposed to just having the government take all these assets onto its books. Mm. But one thing that Congressman Barney Frank, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, a Democrat, said last night is, look, we probably could pass this on our own, Democrats in the administration, but we're not going to because it's too big of a bailout. It is too big of a move by the federal government for it to look like a partisan move.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Now let's bring in Edward Carr. He's the business editor at The Economist magazine in London. Edward, what do you think about this Republican alternative of insurance?
It strikes me at first glance as being quite a difficult thing to do. I mean, you think about insurance. The idea about insurance is that you spread the risk and that the people who aren't in trouble help out the people who are. Well, the problem with this crisis is everybody's in trouble. Mm. So if you get the industry to pay its own premiums, I think you're just moving money from one institution to another. And the fact is that everybody's short of money. Pretty much every plan's got its problems. This is the plan we've got right now. And there really is urgency. If you look at the credit markets now, they're register panic and alarm every time it looks as if this plan's not going to go through.
Yeah, but the Fed has already established several instruments, the borrowing windows, things that are available to these banks, and they're not using them. So why do we think that paying $700 billion for these assets is going to make a difference?
Yeah, you're right. The Fed has been trying for the best part of a year, along with other central banks, to try and unblock the credit markets. That hasn't worked. We saw the collapse of Lehman's, the near collapse of AIG, and we've just seen the collapse of Washington Mutual overnight.
What does the collapse of Washington Mutual tell you about this situation?
I think it tells me that Bernanke and Paulson aren't bluffing here. Some people think that this is all a big game just to try and get Wall Street to bail itself out. I think that that tells you that isn't really the case. There is a real problem here. I think the political problem for Bernanke, who's of course a student of the Depression, that's his great expertise, is that he's seen in previous crises that the banking system usually needs help. Now, usually, as in Japan, for instance, they wait for years. They wait for the banking system to be kind of a smoking ruin before they start doing this kind of stuff. Well, these guys are coming in early. They're trying to get ahead of the banking crisis. That means, although things like Washington Mutual tell you that, you know, a lot of bank failures are going to happen one way or another, that hasn't happened yet. And so to some extent, everyone else is having to take it on trust. And that makes the politics even harder.
All right. Edward Carr, the business editor at The Economist. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The stock markets have gone sour now that talks have devolved. In Asia, the markets closed about 1% lower. European shares are down 1.5% so far. The Dow did gain 200 points yesterday, almost 2% to 11,022. The S&P 500 was up 23 points to about 1209, and the NASDAQ climbed 30 to 2186. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at Medtronic.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Some big players in the housing market aren't waiting for Congress to do anything. Home builders are trying to get creative to shore up their industry. Rachel Dornhelm has that story.
There's still some construction going on, but for the most part, companies like KB Homes are trying to sell the houses they've already built. Brad Hunter is chief economist for the industry research firm Metro Study. He says unsure when the market will pick up again, big builders are slashing prices.
The other thing that they're doing is changing their designs to offer smaller homes and taking out some of the more expensive upgrades that had been thrown in.
They're also looking for ways around the tight credit market. Eric Landry is an associate director at Morningstar. He says home builders have come up with some creative solutions.
One of the tools is something called down payment assistance.
That's when the home builder supplies the down payment but makes it look like it's the buyer's money on the loan approval. When the new federal housing bill goes into effect next month, builders will be banned from doing this. Landry says that's got the industry lobbying Congress hard to keep that option open. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Marketplace's coverage of the financial crisis continues online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.